And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. And going over to our friends also on 89.0 Free FM, coming out of Hamilton, going throughout the Waikato. Hope you're having a lovely day out there. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very hot out there today. Beautiful summer's day indeed. So today on the show, we're going to we'll go through some primary sector headlines and have a little look at the weather and probably some gardening to-dos. And a bit later in the show, we're going to be joined by Harry Kitiona, an excellent gardener who we've had on the show before, who's does the gardens down Papahua, the campground, just over the walking bridge here from Raglan. So that'll be an interesting chat. We'll have a chat about some stuff, garden wise and things like that. So that's all to come in the show. But for now, here's Donovan with Colours.
Yellow is the colour of my true love's hair in the morning when we rise. In the morning when we rise, that's the time I love the best. Sparkling corn in the morning when we rise. In the morning when we rise, that's the time I love the best. Blue is the color of the sky. When we rise in the morning, when we rise, that's the time I love the best.
Hold it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Donovan with his song Colours. My favourite version of that song was actually, strangely, quite hard to find. So it's real, primary sector headlines here. And as you can imagine, a lot of them are around about what's, you know, in the aftermath of Cyclone Gabriel and things like that. Like this one, for example, vineyards may have to turn to hand-picking grapes in the flood-hit regions. Some wine producers in flood-ravaged Tairawhiti and Hawke's Bay may resort to picking grapes by hand rather than using mechanical harvesters. Cyclone Gabriel resulted in tons of silt and mud being deposited across horticultural and pastoral land 2 weeks ago, just as the harvest was on the cusp of starting. New Zealand Wine Growers Chief Executive Philip Gregan said some growers would not be able to get heavy gear onto the land, so manual labour would be needed to get grapes into wineries in the best of possible condition. So, yeah, I think even finding staff is going to be probably tricky as well. Here's another one. Ruined orchard, damaged winery. Esk Valley cops with daunting job clean up. Yeah, some Esk Valley locals are feeling angry and abandoned in the wake of Cyclone Gabriel. Others are just getting on with the job of cleaning up and supporting their community. Pheasant Farm and apple orchard in Eastdale is filled with silt. Fruit is strewn everywhere and machinery is upended and waterlogged. They've decided to stay on. The owners have Malcolm Davey and his family, even though they can only come and go on foot because mud is blocking their driveway. So, yeah, Esk Valley, of course, in the Hawke's Bay there. And what else we got here? Kiwi fruit. Kiwi fruit exporter Zespri is expecting a 40% dive in profits this year. And the company has confirmed to green kiwi fruit growers that they will not receive any more significant progress payments for fruit pricked last autumn. Zespri has a global operating revenue of $4 billion. It's been beset with fruit quality issues in overseas markets this season, costing it millions of dollars and threatening its reputation. In a letter to its shareholders, Chairman Bruce Cameron said the forecast range of corporate net profit after tax for the year ending 31st of March 2023 is $217 million to $227 million, including license release income, which is down from last year's record profit. So it's Zespri trying to make the best of the situation, I guess. Yeah, yet again, Cyclone Gabriel is shearing contractors are forced to reassess the whole business. A shearing contractor says he's having to reassess his whole business after Cyclone Gabriel swept through. Many farms in Hawke's Bay and Tairawhiti still remain inaccessible road after last week's storm. Joe Puna has worked for up to 25 people normally, but said that for all but one of the farms they work on around Pātoki and State Highway 5 areas, access was uncertain. So, yeah, it's a wide-ranging effect, the cyclone and the aftermath over on the East Coast there. You've got a feel for them, don't you? Yeah, whole farms and livelihoods are wiped out. And here's another one here. Yeah, nearly 2 weeks after Cyclone Gabriel, a Hawke's Bay farmer says without access and power, his cut-off community is treading water. And that's in the little settlement of Rissington, northwest of Napier. Meals and fuel for locals without access and power are still being ferried across the Mangaone River by boat or the Flying Fox pulley system. And Jeremy Absalom said that a temporary river crossing for vehicles had to be dismantled on Friday due to heavy rain over the weekend, and a Bailey Bridge could be several weeks away. So, yes, no, they're doing it tough, all right, no doubt about it down over there. And, all strength to you over there. And even down on the west coast, there's stuff about the Hokitika River and things like that, flooding and maybe flooding all the dairy farms and things down there. So yeah, all strength to the farmers down there. And I'll finish the headlines with this one. A study is going to probe whether Chatham Islands honey has special properties. And that's right. Scientists at the University of Waikato are testing honey from the Chatham Islands to see if it has new unique properties. The government's backing the project with $61,000 of funding from the Sustainable Food and Fibre Futures Fund. Chatham's beekeeper and owner of Go Wild Apiary, Kai Silbury, said she was the first to sell honey from the island commercially and knows the honey is special but wants to prove it scientifically. She adds, "We are one of the few places in the world that has disease-free bees. British black bees were first brought here in the 1800s, then in the 1960s, 70s and 80s. My great uncle Mana Cracknell said, who was a Komatua beekeeper on the island, along with others, introduced the Italian honeybee for diversity in the DNA. She said that, along with the fact that we have 47 endemic plant species on the island that are found nowhere else in the world. At my apiary, we target the Tarahina tree especially. So we think these two factors will show honey produced on the island will be unique to honeys from the mainland. So, yep, good on yous. Over there on the Chathams, yeah, Chatham Island, unique honey. We shall see. Anyway, I'm going to play another song now, and this one is by War. I don't know why I'm playing this. I thought of it the other day, and I haven't heard it for like many, many years. So here we go. Low Rider by War. Low Rider. I hope you enjoyed that one, folks. And it's weather time here now on the Over the Fence show. And a few of the headlines for this week in the weather-wise. There's a front moving into the far south, and the main action is a front moving onto the lower South Island later on this afternoon, which brings rain into the Fiordland, then southwestland, and some high cloud out to the east. There's a big high sitting just to the west of the North Island today, sort of centred, I guess, kind of Auckland area, which extends right down to Taranaki and not quite to Wellington, but down there sort of ways. And that's going to hover around the country. We have beautiful settled water here today, weather here today, so that's great. And also what is happening, a southerly winds shift pushes up the east coast of the South Island on Friday, starting about the far south in the afternoon, then reaching into Canterbury during the evening, bringing showers, and temperature will be warm in the afternoon but dropping once the southerly kicks in. And there is still some instability about the Nelson region and central North Island on a Saturday afternoon.
So yeah, there's quite a bit sort of doing in the weather-wise, and of course, people are looking at Cyclone Judy, which is currently sort of looking like it's going to track over Vanuatu, and that may or may not head down here. They're still kind of making their minds up about that one. So fingers crossed. Anyway, it doesn't head over to Tairarapeti and into those over to Hawke's Bay anyway, because it'll be the last thing they need over there. And anyway, around here in the Waikato, there's a mist or fog possible morning and night, but mostly sunny by day with light winds tending southwest and afternoon sea breezes possible along the eastern coastline. And yeah, there's a little bit of a breeze out there today, but it certainly is hot and beautifully sunny. Lovely summer's day out there today. And that's kind of, the temperature's going to stay similar for the rest of the week, pretty much between 22 and 24 degrees by day. Between 13 and 16 degrees by night. So, sunny today, cloudy with sunny breaks, kind of Thursday through Monday. Cloud blows away a bit Tuesday, and then it's kind of cloudy again Wednesday. So, it's going to be very settled looking, to be honest. There's some winds from the west-southwest today, southwesterly tomorrow, south-southwesterly next day, south-southwesterly for the next few days after that until Tuesday, where it goes southwesterly again. So yeah, pretty settled kind of weather pattern we have for the next week or so, which is good. We may get a little bit of trace rain here and there over the week, but yeah, the chances are pretty slim, and there won't be much of it. So yes, you might have to get back out and water those gardens again, ladies and gentlemen. Humidity today is 78%, and the sun rose at 7:05 a.m. and we'll set at 8:03 p.m. The length of visible light is 13 hours and 51 minutes. And the actual day length is 12 hours and 58 minutes. And tomorrow will be 2 minutes and 25 seconds shorter than it is today. And the beautiful moon, I saw it last night, hanging in a beautiful little crescent shape. And it's a waxing gibbous at the moment. 66% of the moon illuminated. And that will rise at 4:23 p.m. and will set at 12:41 a.m. with the full moon coming up on the 8th of March, so next, a week today, that's when that is. All right, so there's some weather for you, and now I'm going to play New Zealand band Dimmer with his song Evolution. I'll be back with some gardening to-dos after that.
Oh, that's up to you. It's your evolution. Happen now. All that's up to now. It's just a chain reaction. A foregone conclusion. All that is happening now. All that is up to now. It's just the consequence. Used to it.
Dimmer there with Evolution. And it's Gardening to Do's time here on the Over the Fence show. And if you're gardening by the moon, ladies and gentlemen, it is an excellent time now, the 1st of March, believe it or not, is to plant a sugar snap and snow peas in well-limed soil for early winter harvests. So, yes, that's a good thing to get about this week. And other things you can plant this week, well, here's a few of them anyways. Alisson basil, beetroot, blueberries, Brussels sprouts, carrots, chrysanthemum, cosmos, daffodil, daisies, delphiniums, dianthus, forget-me-not, fuchsia, gerbera, hyacinth, impatiens, lavender, leeks, lettuce, marigold, mesclun, onions, parsley, oh, pansy, sorry, and viola and parsley, petunia, radish, a rhubarb, rocket, silver beet, spinach, spring onions, and tulips. Those are some things you can plant this week. And what are you planting this week, Harry?
Last night planted some lupins.
Yes.
Some peas. And preparing the bed for transplanting my seeds that I planted in the last new moon. And I'll transplant them in the upcoming new moon. So I'm just preparing that bed now. So that's got my brassicas, beans, more beans, and mainly beans and brassicas.
So you got your broccolis and things in the ground yet? It'd be a good time to start. And cabbages? Too early for cabbages, you reckon, Harry?
I got them in as seedlings. I grew them. So over here at the Aroha stand, I grab all my seeds from there now.
Nice.
Free, locally sourced. And so those are the ones I laid them as into seed trays on the last new moon. Couple of weeks ago, so they'll be going in. Yeah, they're the bed that I'm preparing now. I've just removed the corn stalks, gave it a bit of a weed and put the corn stalks back on just to protect that bed from the hot sun and just to brown them off, and I'll chuck those in the hot compost when they're ready.
Get a good few feeds of corn off them, or?
No, they didn't go very good.
Yeah, okay.
That's all right, because my main purpose is just to get them for the compost.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
It's a bonus to have a bit of corn, but they came up real little, these ones, and so I just peeled them right there and then and just ate what I could. We only got a mouthful of good kernels.
Yeah, well, mouthful's better than nothing.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what Harry's been planning, folks. And we'll come back soon with some public service announcements after this one, which we're going to play by ear, called Sexy Boy. Which isn't playing, but here it comes. All right, that's Air there with Sexy Boy. Hope you enjoyed that one. And now it's public service announcements time here on the Over the Fence show. And there's, as always, a lot happening on Wednesdays in and around our beautiful Whangaroa. For example, later on, or right now, there's Justice of the Peace up at the Community House. Freedom to Fly ballet classes on at 3:30 at St. Peter's Church Hall. So that's happening. And there's also a Raglan Roller Skaters Fun Skate happening at Papahua Reserve at 4 o'clock. That'll be interesting to check out. And the Ragtimers Ukulele Group at the Old School at 4 o'clock also. Kickboxing for Youth at 4:30. Kids Karate, Kyokushin at 4:30. Clash Head Members Night at 5. And, of course, Surfing for Farmers is on this evening as well. That's from 5 at Naranui Beach. So you want to get down there and... yeah, around about then, and they'll fit you out with a wetsuit and give you a surfboard and give you some lessons and things like that, and then go out for a surf. And I hear the surf's pretty good today, and it's a beautiful sunny day out there, so perfect night for it. So that's at 5 o'clock, and then, yeah, after that, go back up to the surf club and have, like, a sausage and a beer if that's what you want. And yes, and that reminds me, I must get Matty Kirk on for a big chat about it. I think it's going to the end of March, end of this month at least, anyway. So I'll have to get him on for a bit more of a yak about it as times go by. And also this evening's Musicians Night at the Yard from 6:30. And the men's group, or the men's circle, is on at 7 o'clock this evening as well. Also, I've got a bit of paper here saying it's Bar Safety Day on Sunday, 26th of March, at the Bowling Club. 8 o'clock start, 8 o'clock registration, sorry. It starts at 9 o'clock. It costs $35 per person if paid prior, or $40 cash on the day. Numbers are strictly limited, so pre-registration is essential. If you want to know more about that, raglancoastguard@gmail.com, or you can call the secretary up on 07-8258-089. That's 07-8258-089, and you need a life jacket if you want to go to that one. So that's Bar Safety Day, 26th of March, Sunday, coming up. Have I missed anything, Airy? Anything you can think of?
No, not at the moment, dear Craig.
Thanks, Airy. All right. We're going to come back and have a bit of a chat to Harry pretty shortly. But what I'm going to play first is this one by Mr. Bungle called A Pink Cigarette. This one goes out to you, Leith. Your request. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you're listening. I hope you enjoy it. Mr. Bungle, Pink Cigarette. Features, of course, Mike Patton, who used to be in Faith No More.
Far away.
That's Mr. Bungle there with a cigarette. That one goes out to you, Lethe. And here's Radio here with Lotus Flower.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that was Radiohead there with Lotus Flower, and me and Harry has been chatting away. Afternoon, Harry, again.
Afternoon, Craig. Kia ora koutou.
And how you been on this beautiful hot day, Harry?
I've been very good, dear Craig. Happy, enjoying life. Yeah, just keeping everything in balance.
Nice. Good approach. Yes. And you are the... like the caretaker or the at Papahua campground.
Yes, so I've been the maintenance person slash caretaker slash grounds person at the Raglan Holiday Park Papahua, and about a year and a bit ago started a community garden, and yeah, I'll explain more on that.
Yes. And that was with the vision of all the food scraps and things like that you saw, just like all the campers and things were just chucking out. Wasn't it, Harry? You saw the amount of waste going, and like all the fish frames and things like that as well, wasn't it? Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how much is. We were just talking about that, Craig.
Yes,
how much is was going into the bins. So when I do the rubbish, I see so much waste. It's a shame it's called waste. I don't know, what can you call it? A commodity?
What do you call it? Unused resource? Yeah,
reusable. Something like that. Reusable resource.
A resource, reusable resource.
Yeah, food waste, reusable resource going into the landfill, and people are thinking it's waste, throw it in the bin, close the lid, I've done my part. But we're trying to implement some tools to try and get people to separate their food waste so we can reuse it.
Mm.
Reuse it and put it back into the whenua where it belongs.
Yeah, indeed. I was just reading something today, Harry, that almost a third of all of the food grown ends up just getting chucked out and not actually eaten in the world. That's a worldwide figure. I mean, that's a massive amount of food, right?
Yeah. When you think of industry, food industry are just caterers and... when you think of a caterer, he cooks more, so he doesn't want to be embarrassed of not providing enough for the guests. So the wastage from that, in a large scale with the industries, they overproduce so they can make profit, I suppose.
Yeah.
And then we buy it. We're the consumers. We buy it as a because it's convenient for us. But there's so much. In fact, bread, for instance, is the largest food waste in New Zealand.
Is it? Bread? Okay.
Mm. Yeah, bread.
All right.
According to the industry.
Okay. What do you do with bread? Oh, you can compost it, I suppose, can't you, Harry?
Yeah, I suppose. What else you can.
Make bread crumbs, make croutons or something like that, I guess. Yeah.
There must be something you can do with it, Craig.
There's got to be something, yeah. And anyway, so how's the season been treating you, Harry, in the garden?
Yeah, talking to other gardeners, it's been a strange one, but you just got to go with the flow and learn some lessons. The lesson that I learned from the summer, or the last two seasons, was... I got six garden beds, but two in particular didn't do well with tall plants, for instance, broad beans, corn, and sunflowers. They all got bent over from the wind. So the lesson I learned for that part of the bed, you know, whether it's a carbon crop or main crop or root crop, root crops are probably no problem, but just to grow low-growing crops such as dwarf beans and whatever I can, instead of climbing beans or climbing peas, I'll just grow the peas along the ground and I'll give that a go.
You're always learning stuff. That's the great thing about gardening. I mean, you never know everything, do you? You know, there's always more and more to learn. I love that.
You're kind of like, Yeah, you're right. You're learning all the time. You know, you do have a fail one, yeah, in certain places of the garden. Mm-hmm. I met this lovely lady who said that sunflowers and climbing beans do not like one another.
Huh. All right.
Yeah, and so that was interesting. That's a lesson I learned, so I'll take that on board.
Yeah.
I'm glad she tried it and I didn't have to try it. I'll take her word for it because had a tour of her garden just up the road from the studio.
Mm.
Beautiful, beautiful. You can see she's promoting plants, her veggie gardens with pollinators such as flowers, flower gardens and things like this, and she's having it all. She's mimicking nature, she said.
It's a good approach.
Mm.
Yes, yes, yeah, okay. Yeah, speaking of garden tours, you and I both went out to Shire's property last week, was it?
Edible Landscapes, a couple of Thursdays ago.
That was a great little tour. What did you take away from that one, Aaron?
If there's ever a disaster, I'm going to Shire's. But everything, all the practices that Shire is doing on the whenua is benefiting the whenua, benefiting himself and also his customers, his friends and his customers. He's got a lovely approach to the permaculture practice, and that's in line with Whangaroa Environmental Centre. They had a hui a couple of years ago and they posed the question, if Whangaroa ever got cut off from the rest of society, how are we going to fare? And so we...
It's a great question in the area, that one. Yeah.
So we put our heads together and I think the main goal and the main message we want to get out to the Whangaroa community is to grow your own gardens at home, or have more community gardens around the place, around the whenua, and also we want to try and push for community-supported agriculture, the CSA scheme.
Yes, and save your seeds as well, on top of that as well, Harry. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of going on around the community, and also that's tied up with the Whangaroa Environment Centre, the good people there, Tanya, mostly, I think, the food sort of... coordinator, I guess. I don't know what you call her officially, there's a lot of seed saving stuff going on, and I've kind of been into that a little bit this summer, just like learning, you know, because I don't know too much about it, and it's been great learning how to actually save seeds properly and things like that, and you know, it goes a long way. You know, if you've got the seeds right here, like you say, if we get cut off, whatever, you know, you're not going to go pop out of a Hamilton and buy like a bunch of King seeds, hey, there's going to be none there, so. And to keep those seeds going, Harry, you got to keep planting them every season and saving them up. So yeah, it's that's to me is one of the big things, you know, as far as, you know, food sovereignty, I suppose you'd call it, for Whangaroa, isn't it, Harry, you know?
Yeah, well, ever since I started, I've only just been grabbing a seed off the Aroha stand here.
Yeah.
And if they are, you know, provided from the locals, and I'm finding that they're actually germinating faster than the seeds that have been, you know, brought in or sourced from elsewhere. So,
yeah.
And that's another goal or another thing that I learned. I thought I might just keep things local and grow from the shared seed stand and just stick to those, that gene pool.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose so, Harry. You know, if it grows around here, good, you know, but ain't broke. I try to fix it, but yeah, and there's tons and tons. It's actually great. There's tons and tons of different things you can grow around, different varieties of things and that. You've been down to Crop Swap, Harry?
No, I haven't yet. I've heard so much about it. I'd love to go.
I've been down a couple of times now. That's another great initiative by the Environment Centre next door there, and I was amazed. Yeah, the two times I've been down there, I've been amazed by it, because I thought, oh well, everyone will have like courgettes, or everyone will have lettuces or whatever, and that's it. But the range and the variety of different stuff different people are growing is is remarkable, you know. So, yeah, that's another good way to pick up, you know, seeds and, you know, little seedling. People bring seedlings down, things like that. So, yeah, it's another, yeah, get yourself along there if you can one day. I think it's actually this Sunday, I think, at 9:30, I think it is, down the bowling club area, if you can get along that one. Yeah.
Well, that'll be good. Yeah.
Yeah. Pluck something to take along with people, mate. Even if you don't grow your own stuff, you can, you know, people make like preserves and, you know, or cakes, do some baking or whatever, you know, and bring that along instead.
Yeah, that's another thing I'm looking into is gut health. And I learned that fermented foods
yes.
is the go-to for gut health. So
I've
been getting my pickles every week off Shy.
Yeah.
And we'll look at more fermented foods to go into my diet.
All right. That'd be like kimchi, I guess, sauerkraut, or all those kind of things like that, eh, Harry? Yeah.
Kangapito, rotten corn. Might find who's rotten making corn. The rotten corn.
Ooh, I haven't had a feed of rotten corn for a long, long time, but I remember it being that delicious from my memory, Harry. But I'm keen to give it another go at some stage.
I'll put it out there on regular notice board to find out who's making the rotten corn. Should be in season now.
Yes. Yeah. All right. And what are we now? First day of March, believe it or not, Harry. I mean, you got some plantings coming up, like you were saying earlier, on the new moon. Any plans to make more beds and things down in your garden this season? Or?
I would love to do more beds, but I have to be reasonable because I tend to those gardens in my spare time. I always wait until after work and then I go down there, do a little bit of mahi in the garden and talk to our guests. Because it's kind of like an education thing I've got going. I'll try and encourage others to take up gardening. And if they say, I haven't got the time, I always say, oh, well, I do this in my spare time. This is what's possible. If they have, I haven't got the money, well, I get the free seeds from the Aroha stand.
Yes.
So, you know, you can come up with any excuse. In the end, it's just, you know, having that mindset and get cracking and the benefits, you know, I feel pretty fit. I don't hardly get sick.
Yeah, you're looking good, Harry.
And likewise, the fennel is benefiting as well. So you go from sandy soil to sunny grown kaikuya to producing the kai for others.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And you know, not only that, the community benefits as well, right? And if you know, and if anybody wants to, they can just wander down and have a look around the gardens down over there, eh? Harry, down Papua.
Yeah, for sure. Come to the office first, sign it, and then just wander on through and come down to the garden and have a chat, have a look around, and if it's going to motivate you. Want to have a kōrero, just check me down. I shouldn't be too far from there.
All right. Oh, well, thanks very much for coming on, Harry. And, of course, you're going to be doing your show pretty soon. What, 2 o'clock, isn't it?
Yeah, 2 o'clock. I'll put on my DJ voice.
And what can we expect today from Prince Harry's show, Harry?
Oh, some more shout-outs to some lovely peeps that I meet in the community. And while I'm playing the song, I'll catch a bit of shut-eye in the studio.
Harry didn't actually say that on air, folks. All right, thanks very much, Harry. Appreciate it, mate. Keep up the good mahi, mate.
Thank you, Craig.
Thanks
for
coming. I really appreciate it. And thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in today. I don't think I'll be back next week because it's the day after census and I'm doing census work, so I'll be probably a little bit tied up to come back next week, but I'll be back in after that. So thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. And I'll go with Parky Courts, A Wide Awake. Hope you enjoyed it. And have a great week, folks. Stay safe. Look after yourselves and each other. And enjoy yourselves. And find the joy in the everyday.